And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Well, we're about to go into one of our favorite recurring segments right now, but what was the text message you said?
Yeah, so roughly, and she heard you say, we're about to go into Adventures in Woke World, and she goes, oh man, Woke World, I'm taking my nausea meds right now. So she's ready. She's
getting ready.
Well, she probably needs them for today.
Yeah, she might. There's a few. So here's the deal. For those of y'all that might be of the uninitiated to the Right Side Ruffian world, here's the way this works. I'm getting the show ready, usually early in the morning, and I start going through. Next thing I know, it's like, how woke is that? Whoa, look at the wokeness. How much woke can there be? And pretty soon I realize I've got what I like to call a vast buffet of wokeness, a plethora, a cornucopia, a overabundance, a pressed down and shaken and overflowing amount of what we like to call Adventures in Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
Brace yourselves, because apparently the transgender situations are going to be in the mix with the Adventures in Woke World, just so as you know. Now, first of all, this first one I've got here came off of Daily Wire. Came out yesterday. The fact that we even have this headline, California parents protest radical gender theory related bills as state lawmakers return from summer recess. So basically what you're looking at is, in California, go figure, in California, a number of pieces of legislation are being floated in direct response to the fact that another one of my stories is a couple of school districts in the state have seen fit to go, wait a minute, we can't do transgender stuff here without parental knowledge. We're not going to be hiding things from the parents. And legislators immediately jumped into action. How dare you include the parents? So AB 1078 actually gives state authorities more control against school boards that ban books. In other words, if you say a certain book's not going to be read, we might step in from Sacramento and make you put it in the library. And by the way, then they've also got AB 5, a law that requires the Department of Education to distribute revised material inclusive towards culturally and racially diverse groups, including LGBTQ communities. In other words, you will have these in your, don't you tell us you're taking those off your library shelves. And then they've got AB 1314. AB 1314 was a bill that was trying to support school districts like Chino Valley that adopted a policy that said that no child will portray themselves as different in their gender identities without parental approval. Wow, how novel. In the meantime, they're doing stuff like, I don't know, trying to pass laws now that are automatically trying to assume parents as being dangerous, because that's not a dangerous route to go down itself. I mean, when you predispose that parents are the enemy of the child, you have just undermined the, I mean, if you think the family unit is being undermined, that's got nothing on what California's trying to do. They're setting themselves up as a sanctuary state. Kids can be taken from parents' homes if they don't support their gender identity. I got news. I've raised children. I have beautiful grandchildren. And I can just tell you, they don't always know when they're young which way's up. They don't recognize sometimes what right or wrong is. That's why they have parents. They don't always know, you know, I mean, good Lord, elementary school kids can't even tie their shoes sometimes or wear clothes that match. Just saying. All right, that's enough of that one. But what I will jump into next, Boomer, you saw the story about the powerlifter, right?
Yes, I did. The powerlifter.
I found this one after the fact, and I had to send this one in like a whole separate one. So you'll be pleased to know, by the way, that a brand new women's world record in powerlifting has been set. Yes, by someone named Ann Andress. Ann Andress in Manitoba, Canada, just set a record at the Canadian Powerlifting Union's 2023 Western Canadian Championship yesterday. In a story here, I got this from Redux Info, Dateline yesterday. It's a dude.
It's a dude.
It's a powerlifting dude competing against chicks. Powerlifting dude got in there so proud. By the way, don't you know, don't you feel certain his parents are so proud of him? Just standing
there. Are they?
Anne, we're so proud. A male powerlifter who identifies as a woman, that means it's a dude pretending he's a chick, set a women's national record at championship in Brandon, Manitoba yesterday. Anne Andrus currently holds multiple records in the female division, including women's deadlift and bench press, and has placed first in 9 out of 11 competitions in the past 4 years. It's like, okay, Anne's here. I guess I get to be second place because Anne's a dude.
Oh, man. You know what I think about that? That's what I think about that.
I didn't know what you were doing. Oh, God. By the way, his performance had a total powerlifting score of over 200 kilograms. And by the way, I'm not a powerlifter, so I don't keep track of how they score them, but that's a total. That's like a sum total of several events, squat, bench press, deadlift. His total would have placed him among the top-performing male powerlifters had he participated in the men's category. Andrus set both a Canadian women's national record. God, he didn't set a women's national record. He set a dude pretending to be a woman's national record. Just, they keep rewriting it. By the way, what is interesting to me is that last March, they point out in this article, there's a powerlifting coach who went ahead and chose to self-identify as a woman one time to compete as a protest. They let him do it. At the Heroes Classic Powerlifting Meet in Lethbridge, Alberta, Avi Silverberg unofficially broke the Alberta women's bench press because he was mad about Anne Andrus competing and decided to go in there and just, look, why don't we all do it? I'll just jump in there. Hey, I'm a woman today. Okay, come on in. Next thing you know, women's records are being broken left and right. When we get back, and I'm going to play you the audio, we're going to talk about Snow White. Snow White? Have you seen? Have you heard? It's the most vacuous thing I have ever seen. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, Adventures in Woke World. We'll be right back.
Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right in hour numero 30. So, wow, how did we get to hour 3 this fast?
It's been a fast day today.
Why does it always surprise me?
I don't know why it surprises you, but today it surprises you just because you've been gone for little while.
I came back all rested
and
refreshed.
Now you're like, man, I'm zipping through this.
I'm just
stuff.
Tan and feeling good
tan,
about me.
I'm feeling good.
I don't need a vacation for my vacation. No. I need to come home. That's the way to actually plan a vacation. Now before I go any further,
okay.
Let me just say, if you're gonna have a real vacation, you plan like a day or two buffer on the backside that you just lay around your house and recoup from having been gone.
You do.
I didn't.
Oh, you did not.
We got in last night, and I'm like, whoo, time to go. Anyway, all right. You know what? I tell you what. I got to read this real quick, Boom, before we go. I know you're about to play something in a second, but I'm going to tell you this. Where'd it go? We had so many texts drop in all of a sudden, I lost my spot. One of the guys, was it Jim from Huntsville, about the dude, the powerlifting dude?
Yes.
You know? Powerlifting dude. I didn't even catch this. He pointed out, he goes, so the dude only beat women 9 out of 12 times? Which makes you wonder,
yeah,
what was going on at other times? was there another dude in the race with him, or what was happening? But if, yeah, so good catch, Jim. Apparently the dude didn't beat the women three times out of his competitions.
Hey,
I don't know how to explain that.
I don't either, but I would suspect he was a little mad.
Yeah, his hormones were off that once. You know, he's having a bad cycle. I don't know what's happening. Let's do this. Your idea, play it again.
Adventures in Woke World.
Yeah. Don't you love it when wokeists decide to take something that has been perfect for a long, long time and make it better? Or not. How about this one? Have you heard what's going on with Snow White? Boomer, we're going to play that clip here in just a second, too, by the way. You let me know thumbs up when you're ready on it. So here's the deal. If you haven't heard, Disney, in an absolute determination to, you know, void any and all future profits, has decided, I don't know, here's one. Let's screw up Snow White. How do we do that? I know. Why don't we do this? We'll say it's Snow White, but she won't be Snow White. She'll be a Hispanic young lady, but I thought Snow White was called Snow White because she was so fair-skinned and had dark hair. Yeah, but we'll do away with that. Okay, then what are we going to do with the seven dwarfs? Well, that's insensitive. We can't do that. What are we going to do? We're going to have seven magical creatures of different genders and styles and racial demographics. Really? Okay. Is there going to be a prince? Nah, we don't think so. There's no prince? Nah. Well, who's going to come wake her up from her slumber? Well, it's really not about that. It's about empowering young women. Are we sure we're talking about Snow White? So here's the thing. If you haven't seen it, there's an actress by the name of, what's her name? Rachel Zegler, who somehow got the part. Have you ever heard of Rachel Zegler, Boomer?
I've never heard of her, but I don't know any of those people.
You're a movie guy, though.
I do love my movies.
I've never heard of Rachel Zegler.
No.
And now that I've actually listened to her talk, I don't want to hear from her again. We got an audio of her talking about, in the most vacuous, by the way, the most vacuous statement, like the most empty-headed, like, we're gonna hear her. Let's go, 45 seconds, go ahead and play it.
I mean, you know, the original cartoon came out in 1937, and very evidently so. There's a big focus on her love story. With a guy who literally stalks her.
Yeah.
Weird.
Weird.
So we didn't do that this time.
So no prince or a different kind of prince?
We have a different approach to what I'm sure a lot of people will assume is a love story just because, like, we cast a guy in the movie, right. Andrew Burnap, great dude.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that I think everyone's going to have their assumptions about what it's actually going to be, but it's really not about the love story at all, which is really, really wonderful. And whether or not she finds love along the way is anybody's guess until 2024. All of Andrew's scenes could get cut. Who knows? It's Hollywood, baby.
So we might even just cut the prince out of the movie altogether because it's not about love.
No.
I mean,
it's not.
He's a stalker.
He's a stalker.
The guy who rescued the Snow White is a stalker, she says.
That's what she says.
Well, you know, God almighty. By the way, in another video that also resurfaced recently, she said that, you know, we're not going to have things like saving the princess or dreaming about true love. She's not going to be saved by the prince. She's not going to be dreaming about true love. She's dreaming about becoming the leader she knows she can be and the leader her late father told her she could be if she was fearless, fair, brave, and true. Are we still talking about Snow White? Because last I thought, she was like this super sweet young lady who was been done wrong by the evil stepmother, and next thing you know, she's, you know, whatever happened to Mirror Mirror on the Wall? That's the same story, right?
Is it? Yeah,
I think
guess
it
so.
Was.
Yeah.
That's Sleeping Beauty. I don't know. I'm getting them mixed up. Maybe I'm crossing my stories. All I know is this: her statement that, I mean, you know, the original cartoon came out in 1937, and very evidently so. No, actually, the original story is far older than that. And she goes, there's a big focus on her love story with a guy who literally stalks her. Weird. No, not weird. It's heroism. It is seeking out love. It is good. It has been pure for years. And now it has stood the test of time until Rachel Zegler and the wokest at Disney decided to get a hold of it. Here's my question. Why don't they just not call it Snow White? Why don't they write their own story?
It could be a completely new movie. Why not? Just a whole new thing.
Frozen 3.
Make it whatever. I'm still stuck on what you talked about, the dwarfs. They're not going to be dwarfs.
No.
They're going to be all kinds of gender neutral beings. And are they even going to sing "Hi ho, hi ho, it's off to work we go"? I mean, are they even going to work?
Because
they
sure
probably don't
want
to work, right?
I'm pretty sure "Hi ho" is racist.
I mean, I was just thinking.
I don't know for a fact, but I think it's racist.
They're not going to carry the pickaxes. They're not going to do. I don't know.
Are they digging in the mines, or is that an assault on blue collar workers?
That probably is. They're probably going to go into the stream and pick up pebbles.
To do.
I don't know.
To make magical things with. I don't, you know, and I guess, by the way, you probably can't call them Sleepy and Dopey and Doc.
You're definitely not going to call
Sneezy.
Them those.
I mean,
those names. You can't.
That's
can't do that. That
that's
would
insensitive.
Be,
I mean,
bad.
There's some intersectionalities that are being offended by this right now.
Mm-hmm.
So all I got to say is, if you're going to be woke, what that means is you got to rewrite stuff so that it fits the modern narrative. Because if it happened in 1937, well, we can't do that. That's silly. Well, the whole thing is silly. The whole thing. And that, like I said, that had to have been the most vacuous interview. She was so proud. You know, 1937, we don't need that. Good Lord. By the way, 1937 is the lead up to World War II and the Greatest Generation. Thank you very much. All right. I will say this, too. Here's my. This one's so good. I almost want to go to the break and not. I'm going to do it now. Boomer, who's Baby Storm? Do you know who Baby Storm is?
Baby Storm?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Am I supposed to know?
I'm so glad you don't know.
Okay, good.
Like, if you had said, Phil, Baby Storm, Instagram, I'd have gone, oh, crap.
I have no clue who Baby Storm is.
I'm so glad.
I was going to say some famous people's baby, and they just named him Storm.
I mean, like, Baby Storm is somebody who I don't even want my grandkids to know about. Like,
oh,
I would say, if you're at Cap'n Sweetie's house, you can't watch Baby Storm. So Baby Storm is apparently the Instagram influencer name of a person who decided that she can do whatever she wants to on private property, because if you don't let her, it's like racism. And I'll tell you all about it after we get back from the break. Because this one, this flash mob, oh my gosh. I mean, here I've been mad at Target for weeks, and suddenly I'm like, yeah, Target, you go. We'll talk about it when we get back. Phil Williams, Adventures in Woke World. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Back and refreshed from being on vacation for a few days, just in time to be here for Boomer's birthday. Whoop, whoop. Hey, before we go any further, I got to tell you about our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Not only do they sponsor the monologue at the beginning of the show, but they are sponsoring the show across the board. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of medical clinics all across North Alabama. Listen, they've got them in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, five locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care opens 7 days a week. Listen, what happens if you wake up on a Saturday morning and one of the kids has a fever? What do? You can't wait till Monday. No, Southern Immediate Care. Look online, find the location nearest to you. The two newest ones they've got are in Chelsea and Hoover. But it's not just kids. Southern Immediate Care, they see all ages. So, I mean, I'm talking about pediatric to geriatric. They've got you covered. And just so you know, this is who I use. This is who I use. I use the one in the Gadsden area. So Southern Immediate Care, every time I go, friendly staff, clean facilities, top notch. And I'm just going to encourage you, if you need Southern Immediate Care, 7 days a week, they're there for you. And if you go in for the first time, too, by the way, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. Southern Immediate Care, all over North Alabama. Check them out. Okay, I'm back to what I was talking about a moment ago. Boomer doesn't know who Baby Storm. Boomer, everybody knows Baby Storm.
No, they do not.
Everybody knows Baby Storm.
No, they do not. I don't know Baby Storm.
All God's children know Baby Storm.
I don't know about God's children.
Well, okay. Baby Storm knows Baby Storm, though.
Yeah.
Baby Storm knows a lot about Baby Storm. Baby Storm knows things.
Oh, really? What kind of things?
Oh, yeah. She knows when she sees racism. She knows it. She can tell. She knows it.
She knows it.
Yeah. So here it is. So here's the bottom line. Target store. Some Instagram influencer calls herself Baby Storm. Showed up with a group of dancers, and I mean like 20. And I saw the video, and they wanted to film what almost looked like they were trying to film Michael Jackson Thriller video, you know, with all the zombies dancing, you know, whoop, they're all in a row, and Baby Storm up front doing her thing. Well, they just come into the store with their video crew, and they just start, and I'm talking about they're taking up some space. So they're trying to consume a huge part of the store. I don't know why they wanted the look of the retail in the background for whatever she was doing. And the store staff's like, hello, you didn't ask permission to come in here and film something. What are you doing? Well, we're going to be filming this video. Oh, no, you're not. But to their credit, they didn't get overly confrontational. They just told her this is not appropriate. She told them she was going to do it anyway. And so the security crew went and stood in front of the cameras to mess up the shot, at which point Baby Storm took serious issue. Townhall.com reports, Baby Storm says, her name cracks me up, Baby Storm. I was so excited for us to film a quick flash mob at Target. Before we even walked through the door, this employee called the police on us for being on the property. At first, he said we couldn't film. When we stopped filming, he continued to kick us out, saying that it was a safety violation and the police were on the way. And she went ahead and called the whole thing racist. Why is it racist? Here's the thing. Let me translate Baby Storm's comments for you. I'm a self-indulgent narcissist, and because I want to do something on your private property, I just will. And if you won't let me, it's racist. That's what's going on here. And that's what happens in self-entitled, social media-consumed America. By the way, you can find me on Twitter at @SendPhilWilliams. But what I'm saying is this. She has no right to just claim she can do whatever she wants to do. And I said before the break, I was feeling bad for Target. Target has irritated the stew out of me in recent weeks. But Target is like, they're like, this is our store. This is not your dance studio. You can't come in here with 20 people clogging up the aisles, filming and causing a scene. No. Maybe you coordinate with us in advance. Well, that's racist. That's what happens in woke world. But while we're talking about woke world, let's talk about what's happening. Let's talk about what's happening in Florida. So Governor Ron DeSantis labeled Florida the place where woke goes to die. And I'll be honest with you, that's been his calling card, is the battle against woke culture. But libs are now playing passive-aggressive games back with the governor because he was proud to sign into law something called the 2022 Parental Rights and Education Act. I personally like it. It removes sexual content from school libraries. And what they're trying to do here is make sure that you're not sexualizing children, right? That's what should be occurring, is like preventing kids from seeing these books that describe things that kids should never be exposed to. There's no point in putting it in there unless you're attempting to sexualize small children. That's all you want to do? Oh, that makes perfect sense why you want the book in there, I guess. Except that now, in a response, the school district in Tampa Bay has now lashed out at the governor's office and said, well, we're taking Shakespeare off the shelves then. Romeo and Juliet has now been banned from a Florida school district in Tampa area. Why? Well, it might have some content the governor doesn't like. So they're taking Romeo and Juliet off the shelves. And they're deleting certain scenes from Macbeth and Hamlet. This is what happens when liberals can't get their way. Well, we'll just show you. We're going to destroy the classics. Don't tell us you want to see Snow White. We'll rewrite that one too. Romeo and Juliet banned from a Florida school district. I've got more. How many stories did I have this morning, Boomer?
What?
I mean,
you had a lot of stories.
I'm, I'm only halfway through.
Yeah, yeah. And you got about a minute and a half.
There's a whole lot of woke out there.
There's a lot of it.
There's a lot of woke out there. All right, how about this one? Here's a headline for you. Weigh this one out. You ready? Headline from the Post-Millennial, dated 2 days ago. Quebec doctors are urged not to kill their patients.
What? Wait. Read that again. Quebec doctors.
It's,
what?
It's sad, but on the one hand, I want to laugh, and on the other hand, I'm like, that's terrible. Quebec doctors are urged not to kill their patients after an increase in, quote, non-complaint assisted suicide cases.
Urged not to.
Urged. Like, hey, could y'all maybe think twice about this? So, yeah, the Canadian province of Quebec is telling its doctors to refrain from killing their patients that have asked to die by lethal injection through the country's controversial medically assisted suicide. Non-complaint means we don't have a medical issue. I'd just rather not live anymore, doctor. Could you see to it? Sure. Come into my office. Do you have insurance? I mean, could you fill out all the forms? Is this your first time here?
It's your last time here.
In a memo sent to Quebec doctors, the province warned there has been a rise in non-complaint cases. Urge them to reconsider prescribing their patients with fatal injections.
I don't even know what to say.
I'm at a complete loss here. It's too early to conclude there's been a drift in the medically assisted suicide administered. You think? It's too early to tell? It's gone up like by the thousands. In 2021-22, Quebec discovered that 15 assisted deaths, or 0.4% of all assisted deaths, did not meet regulations. Nearly 5,000 died from medically assisted suicide just last year. That's 8% of the deaths in that province. 8% were by medically assisted suicide.
That's a whole nother topic.
Hey,
I mean,
doctors,
wow.
Hey, doctors, could you slow the roll on killing off your patients? Woke world. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, sweet home Alabama. And I'm talking about this show goes like way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. By the way, Second Helping is the name of the album that Sweet Home Alabama was on. I say that as a piece of trivia there because last night my grandson, he wanted a second helping of his Sweetie's mac and cheese.
Okay.
Sweetie makes the best mac and cheese.
I love some mac and cheese.
Oh, man. And I don't know what she does. She's got some kind of magic she puts in there, some kind of – anyway. But Sweetie makes the best mac and cheese. And I said, Second Helping, that's one of the best albums that ever came out. It had Sweet Home Alabama on it. 4-year-old had no idea what I was saying. And it dawned on me, that was not a conversation for a 4-year-old.
That was not one.
Oh, gosh. All right, we're back in Adventures in Woke World. I got to finish this. I got to take it all the way to the end. It's my first day back. I don't know what John's going to do to my grade because I'm probably only going to get 2 dippers out of this one, but they've been packed.
They've been packed full, and you just got back. You're probably still going to get the double A+.
We'll see.
Double A+. A+. A double plus.
So you're talking about mercy points.
Probably not mercy points. He's just going to be happy you're back. And remember, I told you earlier that he was having bad luck when you were gone. So he's probably having good luck now.
Okay, so it's not a participation trophy.
Definitely not a participation. We don't hand out participation trophies.
That's
here.
That's right.
You know that.
My God.
No participation trophies.
There you have it. We're still in Adventures of Woke World. So I love it when folks fight back. Like, I loved what we had happen here in our listening area just a couple weekends ago when Moms for Liberty held the library event in Madison and had Kirk Cameron, who was on the show, and Riley Gaines come and speak and read books to kids, and it was about faith and family and freedom. And it was, but Moms for Liberty is just folks. That's Emily Jones in Madison and a number of other people that we know that are involved. And man, they just got out there and did stuff. And Moms for Liberty just formed when two moms down in Florida were like fed up. And they're like, come on, school board, you can't keep doing this stuff. And they formed an organization that is now nationwide within a matter of 2 years. However, I see other groups out there doing stuff and people that are making a difference. And I love it when people actually speak up and refute the narrative. A second California school district, according to the Daily Wire, this story came out yesterday, a second California school district has adopted a policy requiring schools to inform parents if their child changes their gender identity. So first of all, the very idea that we have to have this headline, once again, the new policy from the Murrieta Valley Unified School District of Los Angeles, which was adopted on a 3-2 vote, in other words, it barely passed, at what was called a very controversial school board meeting. Really? All it says is, hey, if the kid in our school district says, I want to be a chick, but I'm a dude, really, then the parents have to be notified. It actually says they have to be notified within 3 days. I'm like, what? Hang on. 3 days? So it says the new policy requires parents be notified within 3 days if a student requests to use the bathroom or play on the sports team of the opposite gender. What do you do? Just hold it for 3 days? I'm sorry, little Johnny, you can't use the girls' room for 3 days until we contact your parents. Good luck. But at the same time, I'm teasing, but at the same time, I'm really glad. That's two school districts now. Chino Valley and Murrieta Valley have both put policies in place that said, you know what? We're not doing this. We're not following the state guidance. We're not going to say parents don't matter. We're not doing that. And so there's one of the people on the school board said, as a parent myself, I can't help but think how anti-family the current state guidance is. Parents are the greatest protectors, she said. The school board president, Paul Diffley, emphasized that parental involvement in children's mental health is crucial. And immediately, the California Attorney General quickly denounced the Murrieta Valley District new policy, calling it a forced outing. You forced them out of the closet. Shut up. I am deeply disturbed to learn that another school district has put at risk the safety and privacy of our transgender and gender nonconforming students by adopting a forced outing policy, said the Attorney General. Well, I got news. They were elected to be a school board. You were elected to be Attorney General. Go do your job. They'll do theirs. And I'm so proud of the fact that we have school boards in the hot zone, school boards out there in the red zone that are actually making decisions that are the best for the kids, knowing full well that the liberal state guidance is not going to like it, but they're doing it anyway. How about this one? Let's talk about green energy. Whoop, whoop. Hey, Boomer, here's an idea for you. Let's force everybody to get electric cars.
Come on, bring on the electric cars.
Forget your range anxiety. You don't care about your feelings.
We're just going to make you get these electric cars that are just sitting here because...
But what if you don't? What if you won't buy it?
I'm not.
What are they going to do to you? They're going to tax the crap out of you.
Of course they are. Just tack it on.
So in Great Britain right now, the mayor of London is a guy named Sadiq Khan. Sadiq Khan is an uber liberal. Sadiq Khan had a plan. Sadiq Khan got his backside handed into him in a recent election. He's backing off the plan now. Like, oh, okay. That wasn't popular? Why'd you think it would be popular? They were putting together what they called their ultra-low emission zone car taxes. They were saying that certain parts of London were too high in emissions, and therefore, if you were going to drive a normal car, you would have to pay up to £12.50 per day to £27.50 per day, which is... Go ahead and picture that's a rough equivalent of dollars. It's not quite a one-for-one transfer, but you're looking at having to pay somewhere between $15 to $30 a day to drive in that area. I don't know what they're going to do. Are they going to set up toll booths at every corner? I don't know what they're going to do here. But Sadiq Khan decided, let's go ahead and make it all of London. All of London. That's like saying all of New York City. All of Atlanta. If you want to drive a regular car there, you would have had to pay $15 to $30 a day. Well, apparently it outraged a number of people.
Of course. I mean, come on.
And those numbers of people went to the polls and voted. And they and they handed it back to him on a silver platter.
Yes.
And Sadiq Khan has said, well, just quietly take that out of the whole thing we were about to sign. So the paragraph about the ultra-low emission zone tax went away quietly in the dark of night without much being said. Okay, last couple I've got here on Adventures in Woke World, because this is like an amazing segment. This one, okay, how about religious liberty? Story here from the Daily Signal. The headline is just disturbing. Massachusetts bars a couple from foster care over Christian views on LGBT matters. Are you a Christian? How do you feel about LGBTQ2IA+ acronym? Well, I don't support that according to my faith. I'm sorry. You're not good for children. Huh. The state of Massachusetts is barring a Christian couple, according to the Daily Signal, from fostering children due to their biblical beliefs on sexuality and gender. Catholics Mike and Kitty Burke, they had experienced what the article calls the heartbreak of infertility. They decided to become foster parents. And I'll be honest with you, I have seen through my practice, my law practice, I've seen what it means for foster parents to get involved. I've seen them lead to adoptions I've had a chance to be a part of. And I've seen what it also means when you have households that are dysfunctional and the kids wind up needing the stability of foster parents. And so this group of this couple, during their foster parent screening process, the couple were interrogated regarding their Catholic faith and the Catholic Church's teachings on homosexuality and transgenderism, with officials then declaring that Mike and Kitty Burke would, quote, not be affirming to a child who identified as LGBTQ2IA+. Not be affirming. I heard an interview with them, by the way, on the radio. And they said, there's no time and no place that we would ever tell a child something that would be not affirming. We would love them no matter what. Well, what if they chose to say, I identify so-and-so? We would encourage them to understand that we believe they're made in God's image and they're wonderful as they are, but we would love them irregardless. Well, I'm sorry, you're not suitable to be parents. And so they have been barred, and now the state of Massachusetts is being sued. Thank you. Thank you very much. But yeah, so they've now hired the Center for Religious Liberty at the Family Research Council. Gave a quote saying, it's disheartening the state of Massachusetts chose to deny this couple the ability to foster children because the state disapproves of a particular teaching of the Catholic faith. We might expect this kind of thing to happen in China. It should not be happening in a free country. Bam. Amen. So I question, though, are they disallowing Muslims to be fosters? They have the same views as a faith.
Ooh, that's a good point.
I question. I'd like to know if someone who walked in and said, I am a Muslim, would they be questioned about the tenets of their faith? What do you believe? How do you feel about this?
Opposite side of the spectrum. What if an atheist walked in and said, I don't believe in these things? The same thing. But on the opposite side.
Stamp of approval.
Yeah.
Because you're not a Christian, don't worry about it. It's going to be all right. Yeah. All right, last couple I've got here to finish this out. In fact, I'll just do one. How about that? I'll do one. Harvard University, sitting on a $53 billion endowment, is encouraging students to apply for food stamps despite having that much money in reserve. Well, I thought, first of all, what's Harvard got to spend its endowment for on students? I don't understand that. Then it dawned on me, what we're talking about here is graduate students who work for the university are saying they can't get by on what they're being paid. Did you know that Harvard graduate students have a union? They're unionized. No wonder we're having so much crap come out of Harvard. Harvard graduate students' union has submitted a proposal demanding a $20,000 salary increase. They want it to go from 40 to, first of all, they're in college and they're getting paid $40,000 a year to be undergrad students, and they want an increase to $60,000 a year because they say they can't get by. Now, the article from Postmillennial sort of takes a poke at Harvard, but I'm looking at it thinking the real poke is on these students who think that while I'm in school, I should get rich. Well, $60,000 a year is not rich. I know that. But nonetheless, you look at it and go, the freck, man, you're a grad student. Then quit and go be a plumber where you'll make twice as much. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. All right, Boomer, let's take it to the break, brother. We'll take the last break of the day. Glad to be back with you. By the way, in case you didn't hear, it's Boomer's birthday all day long. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So, by the way, I got to tell you guys, ZLA Solutions, been with us since the very beginning. ZLA Solutions, you can find them on their website at zlausa.com. That's ZLA Solutions. They're an organization that helps businesses just basically streamline their processes, make their businesses better. But their bread and butter also remains staffing. And I've seen them do it time and again. I know these folks personally. I trust them. I believe in what they do, and they're good at what they do. If you need people, ZLA Solutions can help you find them. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. And I always say blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. They can find you a couple of people with hard-to-find niche skills, or they can get a whole shift of people to man the factory or whatever the case may be. Listen, I'm just telling you, doesn't matter what the industry, they can work with you. ZLA Solutions, you check them out. Their website is zlausa.com. And by the way, when you do, please tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. A bunch of texts. So JT from Lacey Springs.
I saw this text and I was like, man, this is a good text. And then I got down in the text and then I just laughed because I wasn't expecting it. And I thought it was great.
JT, what are you doing to me, man? So after all that about raising kids and about, you know, how things go in certain school boards about kids and all that, JT sends this. He says, a bit of child-rearing advice to benefit all. All three things every child needs to hear, he says. Number one, I love you. Number two, I am here for you. Number three, Alabama's the greatest football team in the history of college football.
I loved it. Because I wasn't expecting it.
War Eagle. John from Huntsville just texted in. He says, Phil, I told you you were going to step up your game today. And guess what? You did. This is one of your best performances ever because Adventures in Woke World was amazing and earned you enough extra credit points to get you an A double plus. Yes. However, you are not today's winner because Boomer gets an A triple plus for playing awesome bump music and for showing up to work even on his birthday.
Oh, thanks. A triple plus.
A triple plus for the boom on his birthday. It's Boomer Day.
Boomer Day.
What do we got here? Scott from Boaz. I see you've already answered him, but Scott from Boaz says, when I was in nursing school working full-time in a part-time job, while being the custodial parent of two teenagers at home, I was making $8.05 an hour, and I would have been glad for $40,000. I'm saying. Well, your mistake there, Scott, is you didn't join the union over at Harvard University. But you're right, Scott, and thank you for that. What else we got? Oh, roughly in from Huntsville says she can't take any more Baby Storm lookalikes. Are there Baby Storm lookalikes out there?
Wait, there's more than one?
Oh, my gosh.
No, thank you.
Come on. Baby Storm lookalikes. Crystal Y from Moulton says, you already have to pay when you drive into London, so that was more money to drive in London. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to live in London, but that's way back when. I lived there for 3 years. That's where I accepted Christ, was living in London. That was a time in my life when I like to say that God knew I needed a three-year timeout, and he sent me overseas. So they're going to pay to get in? Pay to drive around.
That's a great idea.
Wow. That's going to go well. Brian from Huntsville says the London mayor got pounded. Pounded. Joke. The pound is their currency.
That was good.
Thank you. Thank you very much. He'll be in the area all day. Chris from Gadsden says, I think the California Attorney General has had a forced outing that he has a... I don't know what Chris is trying to say. I'm not even sure where to go with that one.
Anyway,
he doesn't agree with the Attorney General. Let's put it that way. Thomas from Athens says, Colonel, go ahead and start your four-year-old on Leonard Skinner, Sweet Home Alabama, and even on Alabama license plates. Okay. Oh, by the way, he also says, Thomas from Athens also says, so the Quebec doctors who are killing non-complaint patients are all qualified to assess the patient's mental health, which may have prompted the request for assisted suicide. But beyond that, every patient who has complaints, they may still be mentally challenged about their chronic condition. Maybe. That's what he's pointing out is, if they're doctors, why aren't they looking at them saying, I think you just need counseling? Because this is, I bet you there's a reimbursement rate.
Oh.
I bet you insurance is, I'm almost positive, I could be mistaken, I need to look it up. This is not a firm here, but I'm almost positive that in Canada, insurance now has to pay for assisted suicide if you choose it, if a doctor prescribes it. I think that's the case. And I bet they reimburse higher there than they do for referring out to counseling. What do you think?
Yeah.
That's so messed up. We're losing Canada. Danny from Decatur. There are bills going to the California legislature that would make it a crime to disrupt a school board meeting. Well, that figures. Can't have that. Silly old First Amendment. Oh, my gosh. Am I hearing music in the background? Was that?
Almost.
Oh, okay. I thought I'd.
You're about to.
The pastor was anticipating that the organ was about to start playing. I just all right, folks. Listen, it's been an amazing show. Glad to be back. Happy birthday to you, Boom Shakalaka.
Thank you so much, and thank you all for all the birthday wishes.
Absolutely. You earned them. You earned them, and many, many more, my brother. All right, folks. Listen, we're back here tomorrow at 2. Have an amazing night. We will see you then.